Quarter to seven, live this morning, North Jacklin. Test drive the 2019 Triton right now, 23 degrees midpoint. Also, spin our birthday wheel for the first time coming up after seven this morning on Triple M.
I think you're doing the spinning at the moment. Last week, Jay had his unicycle challenge. I actually thought you nailed it.
But I did. I did nail it.
But then again...
You're just jealous.
No... I'd be jealous if it was actually... I'm not sure if it's true anymore. Because someone at the Cutters match on the stadium on Saturday night said, you sure that's Jay? It's like, oh, hang on a second.
Dave, I've successfully found somebody as remarkably good-looking like I am.
Oh, please. Here we go. God. Oh, man. You're full of it.
There's questions on the Facebook page, and I just looked at it, about wearing a jacket.
Yeah.
Now, the reason, and you know why I wore a jacket, verify why.
It's because you have lupus and it affects your skin and everything else if you're running around and you fall off.
And the grass.
With the grass.
Yeah, the boss told me to wear a jacket. Yeah. Hence the reason I wore a jacket.
I get that, but maybe you might have given someone else the jacket. I don't know. Mike, mate, how are you?
Good, thank you.
God, you're full of it.
do you reckon he actually he's got a body double or something doing this?
Yeah, well... Okay, firstly, I didn't see the video or anything, but I just listened to you guys talking this morning and something Dave said. He said, don't you think if everybody else watched it, someone else would have picked it up?
So you're saying this is nonsense?
No, I'm saying that he didn't do it because he let that he didn't do it and no one else picked up but one or two.
I didn't say I didn't do it.
He didn't say he didn't do it, but he just said, wouldn't have anybody else picked it up? Listen to the words that you're saying.
If Dave was to have a barbecue about conspiracy theory people, Mike, you would be first on the list. Dave would invite
you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're all full of it.
Mike, you're actually making me come to a really good conclusion here that, yes, he's probably shipped someone up from Brisbane.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Do I have to do... Thanks for the call there, Mike. Do I have to do this in front of a live audience?
I reckon so. That'd be good. Just to, and I'm going to be down there right next to you, so I can say without a doubt it's you. Because Ruben. Now I'm in two minds.
Your thoughts on this, Ruben?
Well, I actually said when I watched it on the weekend with the wife, I said for a split second when I first saw it, I said, maybe that's Dickie Knee and not Jay.
See? Maybe not Dickie Knee, but I understand where you're coming from, Ruben.
Only because when you first look at it, you've got a big half a fence in front of you,
yeah,
and all you see is your shirt and your hat.
But
later
yeah.
on, the video changes when you fall off, and I think that's when you realise it's you.
Told ya. Thank you, Ruben.
I don't know.
I'm not letting him forget about the bet too, by the way.
The first thing I saw was, I don't think that is you. So that's only because, you know, like I said, when Dave first had the video going, all you saw was above the fence line. See, and that could be anyone from a distance.
That's a good point. Very good point.
You guys need to get out more. You need to get out more, seriously.
Lisa, do you reckon it was Jay in the video?
No.
Oh, straight up. No.
Good work.
Why, Lisa?
Because why did you have a jacket on, Jay?
It was so hot.
We just described that. The boss actually made me, because I'm allergic to grass. So the boss said...
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I am. Honestly, I am.
No, he's got lupus and it does affect him, yeah.
The boss said, if you're going to do it, you have to wear a jacket. So it was bloody hot, yes, correct. It was hot. So.
No, and the person that's on the unicycle doesn't have a beard.
Really?
Yep. You can see that.
Have a good look. Have a good look.
Oh, my God. Did you zoom? You zoomed in?
Yep.
Lisa.
Jay. It wasn't you.
It was.
No.
Anyway, thank you, Lisa, for the call.
Thanks, Lisa.
Okay. Bye. All you guys are now dealing, what do you call it?
What?
Doubting Nellies is the word I'm after.
Well.
All of you. Shame on you. Somebody succeeds in something and you question it.
Well, absolutely. It's the tall poppy syndrome. It's Australian.
I know.
It's our Australian right to knock you down.
Well, I'm telling you now, you're just jealous that you didn't do it and I did. Jay and Dave for breakfast. 10 minutes away from 7 at Triple M.
Triple M's Kennedy Malloy. Mick and